Welcome to WAIF Cincinnati 88.3 on your FM dial. Now, here are your hosts, Chris and Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Thanks, Jim. You just heard Engine 88. That's a band. What's the name of that damn song? Man Club.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, I noticed in the paper it said licenses to sell tobacco are being considered by the federal government. And at first that made me really angry. I'm thinking, more licenses to sell stuff? More licenses to sell a green leafy weed? But as I kept reading, it says here in the last paragraph, although selling tobacco to minors is illegal in every state already, and 34 states already require licenses. They're not strictly enforced, but still, why do you have to have a license to sell cigarettes?
Because they're deadly and they'll kill you.
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of cigarettes. I don't smoke them myself.
Dude, you gotta have a license to open up a retail store.
What's that all about? Seriously, what's that for? I mean, we all gotta pay our taxes, but you have to pay an extra tax to get your license?
Pretty much. Hey, man, you know, it's just the price you pay, baby.
So we're going to have even stricter licensing regulations now
fine,
for tobacco. It's
going to
be,
yes,
be like buying whiskey now.
It should. Well, it's whiskey's like easier to buy now. Whiskey's easier to buy than ever.
It is. Look, if I was 14 years old and I wanted to buy whiskey, it would be easier than buying cigarettes.
You know who I'd get to buy for me?
Who?
Big Dick Black.
Okay.
Hey, some American women.
Say the phone number real quick.
Oh, maybe that's why we don't have any calls.
Yeah, maybe not. Say the phone number.
I think there are two reasons why we have no calls.
Why, do we suck?
Reason number one, we suck and people hate us. Reason number two, they don't know the phone number. 749-1444, 749-1444. We can take care of the second problem. We by no means can ever take care of the first problem. That may be
terminal. Before you know it, you're going to need a license to do a late night talk show.
You know who the guy is you got to see if you want to get the license?
Who?
Big Dick Black.
Some American women are keeping abreast of...
And there goes the transmitter again.
Canada's nudity laws. Two women from Michigan decided to test a recent Canadian appeals court ruling that women could go topless in Ontario, Windsor. Ontario Fuzz. Staff Sergeant George McPhee says the young women asked the pigs, the Canadian bacon, if it was legal to be topless. When the rotten, dirty, stinking pigs replied it was, McPhee say the women raised their tops and bared their melons.
There was some big bust right here in Northern Kentucky.
I get a big bust.
The fuzz came down and came down on a little fuzz.
I get a fuzz!
But seriously, I heard that there was some kind of an arrest made the other day.
Yeah, you know who the arresting officer was?
Who?
Big Dick Black.
What are we gonna do about this?
The cops were startled when the women raised their tops. And the officers did nothing about the female flashers, keeping with the department's hands-off approach. Get a hands-off the breast.
Get a hands-off.
Bus. Woo! That's big news in Canada. You go up there and see naked, topless women from Michigan. Let's talk. They'll put that on the Canadian tourism billboards. Come to Canada, the land of Wayne Gretzky and topless Michigan chicks.
Uh-huh.
That'll get the tourism dollars. Come see Rush, Triumph, Aldo Nova. Who am I leaving off? Bryan Adams. Who else is from there? And topless Michigan women. Oh boy.
The transmitter is squeaking tonight, so the problem is not in your set. Can we get our official voice to make that? The problem is not in your set.
The problem is not in your set.
All right, thanks.
It's in your brain.
You know who we should probably call about this problem?
Who?
Big Dick Black.
Hey, yes. All right, this is going to get heavy, guys. We'll be ready, all right? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, there are some new recruits on the New Haven, Connecticut Police Department. And they not only learn how to draw their weapons, they also learn how to draw.
You mean like art?
Cadets at the police academy, or as we like to call it, the pig pen, take classes on the law, firearms, and the arts. The artistic expression program is designed to help the new officers develop communication skills and tolerance. Some police cadets, or as we like to call them, piglets, take up watercolors. Others put on an original one-act play. Police cadets writing and performing an original
one-act play.
Wow.
I wonder what that would sound like.
You know, I got a feeling that if a police cadet wrote, produced, directed, and starred in
a one-act play,
it may go a little like this.
You think they'd have a little goofy one-act play music? And here with tonight's one-act Academy play is Officer Krupke.
Hi there, everybody. My name is James E. Cadet James E. Krupke. And thanks for showing up tonight for the official New Haven, Connecticut Police Academy Artistic Exposition. Okay, the thing I'd like to do is I'd like to put on a one-act play, and it is entitled Jimmy, A Life of Perseverance by James E. Krupke, New Haven, Connecticut Police Cadet. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Jimmy, and I like to play outside when in a playground, and I don't do drugs. Nope, I don't do drugs. I'm a clean kid, and I love everyone.
Well, hey there, Jimmy. Even though we're only in the fifth grade, why don't we go smoke a cigarette out by the monkey bars?
That's not for me.
No,
that's not
come
for
on,
me.
Jimmy.
That's not
you
want to
smoke that cigarette.
Nah, that's
if you
not
don't
for
smoke
me.
That cigarette, I'm going to kick your ass. How do you like that? Yeah, how do you like that, Jimmy?
Okay. Okay, I'll smoke one.
How do you like that?
Okay.
How do you like that, Jimmy?
Okay, that's good, yeah. Uh-huh.
You stinking boy. You pretty boy. I'm just jealous of you because you're so smart and cool, and I'm so big and dumb.
Please go with me now as we fast forward to the 11th grade. It's still Jimmy. Okay, but they're in gym class. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jimmy, and I'm a high school kid, and my face is breaking out. But I'm just hoping to meet Jenny, the cheerleader. And I don't do drugs, but I do smoke cigarettes now and then when my mom doesn't
see
me.
Hey, man. Hey, I bagged Jenny last night. She was good.
Hey, man, that's
she
not
said,
cool.
I was the best thing she's had since Big Dick Black. But other than that, I just want to say, hey, Jimmy, let's go out behind the basketball goal and let's smoke some marijuana.
That's not for me. I don't do that.
It's got PC and P in it.
No way.
And it's also got crack and heroin and horse.
Nope, I don't do that.
And it's got some China White, too.
Oh, that's not for me. I'm a good kid.
If you don't want to do that,
I'm going to
kick your ass up, Jimmy. Take that, Jimmy.
Okay.
I'm kicking your ass.
Give me that joint.
Because you're so smart.
Oh, this is cool, man. Check out the pretty colors.
You're so smart and good-looking, I'm really deeply jealous of you, Jimmy. That's why I'm going to beat you up because I can now. I hope later in life that you don't somehow have the opportunity to beat me up, but I'll kick the hell out of you
maybe
now.
Someday I'll be a law enforcement officer, and I'll do justice for the world.
Okay, this is the last scene of my play. Please fast forward another 12, 14 years. The same two characters are sitting in a relatively sleazy bar on the west side of town. Thanks.
My name is Jimmy, and I'm an academy school. I'm going to be a police officer someday, and I'm going to bring justice to this world. And I don't do a whole lot of drugs, and I smoke only now and then.
Hey, Jimmy, I remember you from elementary school and high school. I really looked up to you and thought you were really cool.
Well, I am really cool. I'm going to be a police officer. See these stripes?
Wow, I really respect that a lot. That should be very cool.
Oh, it is. You want to come out to my squad car and see my penis?
Oh, I would just love to go out to your squad car.
Oh, come on.
Hey, this is just great. This is super. I love this. This is wonderful. This is the greatest thing I've ever done in my life.
Okay, now you're gonna get your ass kicked.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Thank you. This has been Jimmy, A Life of Perseverance by New Haven, Connecticut Police Academy Cadet James E. Krupke. Thank you very much. Thank you.
push came to shove, but now you're around.
Johnny Polonsky.
It's a good record, man. Hi, my name is Johnny.
The song was called Love, Lovely Love, but you probably figured that out. Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Big Dick Black.
And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, your radio pals.
If you believe the joint's not the point and freedom is, then let the happy hemptress tempt you to rock for hemp on Hemp Rock Radio with Panthers Press News and Smokin' Louie's 420 phone zap. Every Thursday,
is that some dope thing?
Join the only smoking show around. Hemp Rock Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on WAIF, Cincy, Nasty, Ohio. It's a state that's round on both ends and high in the middle.
Something like that. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
Check out what's going on at the Crone Conservatory, located in Eden Park. Admission's free, but donations are accepted. For more information, call 421-5707.
If you're from out of town, it costs a few bucks.
And shh, that's our dirty little secret.
Okay, we won't tell them.
We don't want anybody to know that. So what else is going on in the world? There's so much stuff to talk. What? We haven't even got into
that bit about the cops and the academy doing the one-act play. Was that very realistic?
That was very realistic. That's like the way a cop would write a play, I think, if a cop
you
was...
Think?
Yeah, he has a very realistic play written by a cop.
If there are any policemen out there listening tonight, please call us at 749-1444. I wanted to get your take on that.
Hey, man, you know what I want to talk about?
Do cops in the academy really have to put on one-act plays?
In New Haven, Connecticut, to do.
Well, what about the cops that are patrolling the beats and defending this fair city of Cincinnati or the surrounding area?
Usually all those cops just play as baseball on your head.
Oh, okay.
Hey, and let's talk about that dude with the bad toupee that bites chicks in the butt.
Oh, would that be, what's his name, Merv Griffin?
Yeah.
That one?
And let's talk about that one dude who's like in Washington, who's got like a thing on his crank, and now he's getting sued for having a thing on his weenie.
He's not just some dude from Washington. Who do you want to talk about first?
What was the other thing we were going to
Billy
talk about?
Billy or Merv?
And let's talk about like UFOs, man.
What about UFOs?
I don't know, man, but they're everywhere.
Let's just skip that whole UFO thing tonight.
Okay, man. I think that dude chewed on her ass.
Merv?
Yeah, I think he was chewing on it, man. You say whatever you want. He was
well,
chewing
call SAG.
I tell you what.
Let's ask him if he thinks.
I tell you, she may have said,
She may have said, Marv, I'm requesting you take a big giant chunk out of my butt with your big incisors. But he did it. I think Marv was chewing on her, man. I could be wrong here. I don't know. I very well could be right.
We're going to attempt to call the sports authority.
You know who else we could call if these guys don't answer?
Who?
Big Dick Black.
Okay.
That's only as a last resort, though.
Sports.
Hello, is this Seg?
Yeah.
Hey, Seg, I'm Chris.
And I'm Mom.
And we got a question about that ass biter. Fill him in, Rob.
Yeah, what's the deal with that guy, man? Did he, like, bite that chick in the butt, or where did he bite her?
Hello? Hello?
He's baffled. He's probably actually has work to do when you were disturbing him.
You think? Well, what time did the Reds finish up?
Not that long ago.
Well, if
the Reds lost, by the way, 2-1.
Did they? So what did this guy... This guy bit this lady in his butt, huh?
Yeah, man. It was gruesome. There was, like, blood and teeth marks everywhere, man.
I think she was consenting. I think it was a consenting ass bite.
Well, you know, unless it's like... Damn. Who would I do? Mariah Carey, I'd bite her ass. Halle Berry, I'd chew on that butt. The chick from Cincinnati that's now on MTV, the disco party love romantic
show. How long do you think it'll be till Trisha Mackey's on MTV?
Oh, I'd bite her butt. Sure. All right, let's see if I can go 42 minutes and talk about whose butt I'd bite and who I wouldn't.
Do you really think that this lady was bitten, what was it, 12 times? What's this guy's name anyway?
Marv Albert. I have no idea what's going on.
He's a sportscaster. He's a famous sportscaster. His name is Merv Albert. Call one of the other sports teams.
No, don't call anybody.
Call some sports room somewhere. Find a sports room to call.
They don't know anything about it, do they?
One of these sports rooms.
We don't need experts. This is talk radio. You want to start bringing experts in on this?
If you want to be an expert, give us a call at 749-1444. What I'm saying is, if this guy is biting this chick on his ass for like, a dozen times.
You gotta talk so filthy and crude all the time?
It's gotta be consenting, unless he tied her up or something, but nobody said anything about anybody being tied up. I mean, somebody starts biting me on the ass, I'm gonna skedaddle.
I don't think you gotta worry about that, man.
Well, I'm not.
It's like a lion in the zoo.
I'm just saying.
Get that big old butt in the mouth.
I'm just saying.
You just saying what?
I'm just saying.
You ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing. People don't know. But anyway, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number here. Something sticking in your craw. We don't have to talk about goofy stuff like people being bit in the bum. Or the president, does he have a birthmark on his thing? Or does he not have a birthmark in a private place? We'll talk about anything you want to. You know, it is spring. Thoughts are turning to love. Chris and Rob are your radio pals. We'll help you out with advice to the lovelorn. I'll talk about how you spent your Memorial Day weekend if you want. You know, would you do something exciting? Nobody else did. Just kind of hang around, man. Is this a real song or is this
we're just jamming.
This is just weird music?
No, we're just jamming. Check it out. You know who that is playing that piano?
That's you.
No, that's Father Tom Vaughn.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's the priest that jams.
You know who it sounds like on the piano?
Who?
Big Dick Black.
Hey, you want to talk about creeping government everywhere, baby? This, to me, sounds like socialism.
What, like getting licenses to sell cigarettes?
In San Mateo, California, if you run a red light, you could go to traffic school. Run Rover without a leash, and you could end up in a pet school. Judges in San Mateo, California now have an alternative to assessing fines in cases of minor pet offenses. The 2.5-hour class... I'm totally lost. I can't read. Anyway, if you don't have your pet on a leash, they make you go to school.
Why?
Pretty hardcore, isn't it?
Put your pet on a leash?
Man, there's nothing worse than going down the street and like having some kind of big crazed beast snarling, running at you.
I'll tell you what I don't like, man. When you're getting in your car, you're on a street corner, you start your car up, you think you're going to pull away, and all of a sudden some dog's running around the street, and you're like, I can't pull away, I'm going to hit the damn thing.
Yeah, I know, I hate that.
It happened tonight, didn't it?
Did you hit that dog? Oh, that little red dog that was running down the street?
Little red dog over Mount Lookout?
I wanted to punch that dog in the face.
It was a cute doggy.
Man, I should have punched that dog. I didn't know.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We'll be back in a minute with Have you seen any good movies lately? Our movie critic, Scott Barlow, is in the house, and we'll be right back.
This should be very exciting. Scott does a fine job.
Oh, yeah.
He sees, like, every movie that ever comes out.
749-1444. We'll be right back. Martha Reeves and the Vandals with the Jimmy Mac, but hey, you know what? You know what it's time for now?
What?
Have you seen any good movies lately? Our host and movie critic Scott Barlow is here to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the wacky world of Hollywood. So we now ask Scott Barlow, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic. Hey, Scott, have you seen any good movies lately?
I've seen a couple.
Well, tell us, Scott, what movies have you seen that were halfway decent?
You want to hear the good ones or the bad ones first?
And by the way, if you have any questions for our movie critic, Scott Barlow, who happens to be live in the studio tonight, give us a call at 749-1444. Scott will fill you in on everything that's going on wacky and weird in the world of Hollywood and on the big silver screen.
You want to hear good or bad first?
I don't care. Just tell us about the dinosaur flick.
The dinosaur flick was a letdown. But
how could a big Tyrannosaurus Rex eating people be a letdown?
Because it doesn't eat that many people, man. I wanted to see some people get torn up and ripped apart.
What about the little bitty dinosaurs that are like chickens, like big vicious chickens?
That was the weakest part of the whole movie. That was just, you know, like sort of comic stuff. And I don't want comic stuff. I want dinosaurs biting guys in half like in the first one. But they didn't have enough. And then they end it with this big sort of ecological Greenpeace message that made me want to puke. And let's see, in addition to that, I saw Father's Day with those two wacky, nutty comics, Robin Williams and Billy Crystal.
Father's Day, yeah, okay.
Actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be, but it's still pretty crappy.
The trailer looked terrible.
Yeah, well, the trailer's not funny at all. They just show Robin Williams doing his pathetic thing. I mean, it's almost like watching someone, you know, have some sort of fit, you know? Like, it's embarrassing to watch him anymore. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
And on to...
Hey, speaking of Billy Crystal, was Meg Ryan's only cute movie that When Harry Met Sally movie? Has she ever been cute in another movie? I think not.
Speaking of Meg Ryan, I went and saw that that movie she's got out. That,
was she cute in it?
What's it called now? Addicted to Love.
I venture to say from the trailer she didn't look that cute.
She plays a little more of an edge in this one. She's kind of a rough and tumble girl. She rides a hog, you know, she's kicking ass.
Answer my question. Other than When Harry Met Sally, has Meg ever been cute?
Well, this movie was about 10 times better than that turd When Harry Met Sally.
That's a yes or no question. Has she ever been cute?
I didn't think she was cute in that movie.
Well, she's adorable.
I thought that movie blew, man, in a big way.
She's adorable. Very squeezalicious.
Not that I wouldn't curl up in there for about a week, but come on, that movie sucked.
So is she any good in this new movie?
She's not bad. She's not bad.
What's it called again?
It's called Addicted to Love.
Is it a date flick?
Yeah, but it's a little more of a creepy, weird date flick.
Oh, so if you got like a girlfriend with black nail polish, you take her to this one?
No, if you got a girlfriend that you might one day stalk, you can take her to this one.
All right, let's move on. What other flicks? Yeah, you got any good guy flicks? Get drunk in a parking lot and go with the guys?
Oh, I got it, man. Breakdown, baby.
Breakdown?
Kurt Russell, nonstop, action-packed,
now,
baby.
I saw the trailer for Breakdown. Kurt Russell's car breaks down. His wife starts hitchhiking. She disappears. He goes looking for Freckus and Sue's. Now, didn't I get the entire storyline from the trailer?
No, my friend. You're missing out on quite a few twists and turns, my pal.
Is there more to it than that?
This is what movies are all about, baby.
Please tell me that all the clips in the trailer were from the first 10 minutes of the flick.
They're from the first 20 to half hour.
I hope there's no clips in the trailer there from the end of the flick.
The movie's outstanding, okay?
Hey, Scott, we have a call for you. Hello, Sam, you're on with Scott Barlow, and have you seen any good movies lately? Hello, Sam.
Man.
Fix that. All right, go ahead, Scott. You got any more?
Yeah, well, I saw The Fifth Element.
Oh, that's that sci-fi blockbuster.
Which I'd like to say this is honestly, I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Bruce Willis, cool special effects, and that guy that played Beethoven? How could you go wrong?
Hey, this ain't Die Hard, man.
It's looking all creepy and everything.
It's horrible. It's so awful, I can't even begin to tell you about it.
The waitress said, Denny's told me it sucked, too. The waitress at the Denny's told me it was terrible.
At Denny's says a movie sucks, don't go see it.
You know, hey, one thing.
What's that?
You know a movie's bad when the guy from Police Academy who did the funny noises is in it. And he's in this movie.
Hello, John. You're on with the movie critic in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yeah, Chris and Rob were kind enough to send me a pair of passes to the real movies.
Oh my gosh, you must have made a pledge.
Yeah, I did.
And did you go see a flick?
I was going to ask him to recommend one.
Well, the real movies, formerly the movies repertoire, I think it still is called that. They're downtown on Ray Street. What are they showing down there right now at the movies repertoire?
Well, I saw Schizopolis down there today.
Well, that ain't good. That's about crazy people.
It's really not worth seeing.
Okay.
It's a little too weird. I saw Hard Eight, which is excellent. Go see that if you get a chance.
What's that all about? Heartache?
Hard Eight.
Hard Eight.
It's like dice, man. Rolling dice,
man. Oh, like
man.
A Hard Eight.
You know, you bet the Hard Eight, man. It's like one chance in a million, right?
All right.
Samuel Jackson's in it and all these good actors, and you should go see it. The last show is Thursday at 9:15, so you might want to get in on that. I also saw Unhook the Stars down there at the movies, which is all right. You know, it's a date movie, and, you know, it's about kids and old ladies.
You got a girlfriend, John?
Not right now.
Well, then skip that one.
Yeah.
But a movie that I saw tonight, which was outstanding, was Traveler, which is showing at, what is it? The Marymount Movie Theater, that new one with Bill Paxton? That's him, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The Twister guy, you know.
Oh,
it's so good. Go see it, although it has Marky Mark in it. But that doesn't really hurt it. Go see it.
Is that the porno movie?
Porno movie? Oh, you want? I did rent a porn this weekend. You want to hear about it?
No, you can skip over the porn.
I thought Marky Mark was making a movie where he played like a porno actor from the 70s.
Oh, yeah, that's called Boogie Nights. And you know who else is in it? Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, yeah.
Any cameos by any real-life porn stars?
I hope so. Okay. It's about the 70s porn life in L.A. And you know who's in it?
Who?
Burt Reynolds. You know what else I saw?
Hey, wait, hold on. John, you still there?
Yep.
Thanks for pledging a couple weeks back. You know, you can save those passes and go anytime. You got any other questions for us?
You still owe me a coffee
mug. You'll get it. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Phone lines are open, 749-1444. If you have any questions about movies or any other topic, we're here for you. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I have a question. Is Jerry Reed in a Boogie Nights too?
I hope so. I'm not. I don't think. Is that so, the? I hope so.
Ain't Mamus Moses guy?
What about Dom DeLuise?
Oh man, I'm praying that he's in it. I think Alicia Silverstone is in it though. She's a cutie. But you know what else I saw this weekend, Gooch?
What's that?
Romancing the Bone.
Oh man.
Romancing the Bone. You know who's in that one? Randy West and Christy Canyon.
Ooh.
Romancing the Bone. And I'd highly recommend it. You want to hear about the ending? It's got a big climactic ending, man.
And this has been another edition of Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
Hey, did you see that Mike Myers thing, Austin Powers?
Yeah, I did see Austin Powers, and it's worth seeing, but it's not as funny as it looks.
I thought it was very funny. I grinned the whole time. Yeah, I actually went to the movies.
There were a couple times where I really burst out laughing. Oh, wait, I saw that Romy and Michelle turd. I can't believe you liked that.
That was okay. It wasn't a turd.
So awful, and you didn't even get to see him naked.
That part did kind of bum me out, but it wasn't a turd. I thought it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't brilliant, but I thought it was enjoyable.
I disagree.
I must be easily amused.
You'd probably like The Fifth Element.
No. When a waitress at Denny's says, that's the dumbest move I ever saw, I don't want to go see it.
But the recommendations are Breakdown and Traveler. Go see both of them.
Okay, we got it. This has been another edition of Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately with our movie critic, Scott Barlow. And you can give us a call at 749-1444. We're Chris and Rob, late night talk shows here for another half hour. Then you got the B-Boys Underground with Dibs and Gregarious and Nobody. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a minute. Until then, keep on acting naturally.
Put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Movies gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. And then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Now it's time to join Chris and Rob in the wacky world of telephone harassment for celebrity answering machines, where Chris and Rob call one of your favorite celebrities, and if no one is home, they leave a message on today's celebrity answering machine. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and pop open a cold one as we join Chris and Rob for celebrity answering machines.
Phone's ringing down south in Georgia.
You have reached the new James Brown Enterprises, home of the Godfather of Soul.
Officer, hours are 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Universal James is on the move with recordings.
Television.
Film contracts.
Artist development and James Brown concert tour.
At the sound of the tone, please leave your name, number, and a brief message.
And if you're in the Georgia Atlanta area, please listen to WAAW 94.7 FM The Boss.
God bless you, and thank you for calling the new James Brown Enterprises.
Whatever happened to the old James Brown Enterprises? How many movies is he making nowadays? I don't know. Maybe he's like Elvis. He's just making movie after movie after movie.
Think James Brown's going to be in
Hey, baby James, the Godfather of Soul. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we are the Godfathers of Talk in the Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio.
And if you can take time off from your busy schedule filming the remake of Fun in Acapulco or G.I. Blues, give us a call sometime.
How come you go ha so much?
Very cool.
Okay, is that it?
That'll do it.
Okay, later, Jimmy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Celebrity Answering Machines, and make sure you tune in next time when Chris and Rob call another one of your favorite celebrities right here on the Chris and Rob Celebrity Answering Machine.
Phone lines are now open, 749-1444 at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Those Celebrity Answering Machines are absolutely wacky, aren't they?
They're insane. They are absolutely insane. You know who we should call next week?
Who?
Big Dick Black.
Hey! Tell me what you're going to do about that. Tell me what you're going to do. I got to know about that. Do you love for real? Do you know how I feel? Tell me what you're going to do. Hey, about that. I got ass in my pants and I need to dance. Come on. Got ass in my pants and I need to dance. Some big fine mama come and give me a chance. Hey, hey, hey. Got ass in my pants and I need to dance. Some big fine sister when you make me friends. Come on. Hey, hey. You need the one to love you. I'm the one. I'm a good fine loving son of a gun. Come on. Hey. Do you? Do you? I love you. Yes, I do. With all my heart and soul. I need you. Yes, I do. Don't let my love go cold. Squeeze me tight. Hold me right. Make me know you're mine. Need you. Hold that light. Yes, I always find. I love you. I want you. With all my heart and soul. I need you, yes I do. Don't let my love go cold. Good God, I said good now. I said baby ain't good now. Hey, come on, I bring you up, lift me up on the other side. I say you got to lift me up on the other side. You got to lift me. I said you got to lift up, good God. Come on, bring it, bring it, bring it. Ow, good God, you got to lift up. On the other side, you. Got ass in my pants and I need to dance. Hey, hey. Oh, Lord, get me. I feel it. You know that I feel it. You know that I feel it. Got ass in my pants and deep to dance. Some big fine mama come give me a chance. Hey, hey, hey. If you need someone to love you, I'm the one. I'm a good heart fighting loving.
Mm-hmm. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're just totally open for them. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. My gosh, what about this whole fiasco, huh? Did you hear about that? That's just nuts. That's crazy cuckoo gaga talk. Some people who signed up for this long-distance service, Bob Larson always advertises a Christian long-distance service.
That's right. The money that you spend in your long-distance phone calls will not go to help AT&T or Sprint or MCI, but will go to help Christian ministries, whatever that means.
Yeah, so there's a long-distance service called Christian Right, and some people, you know, use this service because they want their money going to a charity they believe in, Christian Right, as opposed to
well, they think
just
it's a charity. Everyone knows that those evangelists are nothing but greedy pigs themselves.
Anyway, back in January, Planned Parenthood began garnishment proceedings against the parent company of Lifeline, a phone service that bills itself as a moral alternative to what it describes as pro-gay, pro-liberal values, carriers like AT&T and MCI. Lifeline...
What's pro-gay about AT&T and MCI?
Oh.
Give their gay employees benefits.
There you go.
Do they give their gay employees benefits or something?
Lifeline diverts 10% of payments to a cause checked off by its 1.2 million customers. Last year, it raised over $10 million for charities that include several Christian coalition groups, the American Family Association, and Operation Rescue National. In May of 1994, however, Planned Parenthood was awarded $1.01 million in damages by a Texas jury that ordered Rescue America, Operation Rescue National, and their leaders to pay for protesting and harassing clinic doctors and staff and patients during the 1992 GOP convention back in Houston. Now, Planned Parenthood hopes to seize at least half that money from Operation Rescue via Lifeline and other services. So if some of these people who signed up to use Lifeline because they didn't want to support what they considered...
Because they thought they were doing it something evangelical.
Because they didn't want to support pro-gay, pro-liberal value like AT&T and MCI are now, ironically enough, supporting Planned Parenthood.
I'm neither gay nor liberal, but I got no problem with either of them.
Isn't it ironic? This is almost like rain on your wedding day.
Now, these people call themselves Christians, but they're the furthest thing from it.
This is like a free ride when you have to pay.
Something like that. Hey, the phone number here is 749-1444. We got to take a quick word out for our sponsor here. We'll be right back.
Are you single and lonely? Are you having a hard time meeting that special somebody? Someone who can fill that seething hole in your life? Well, have I got the dance club for you. Come on down and visit Club Chlamydia. You know, meeting someone special at Club Chlamydia is absolutely simplex. Lots of swinging singles just flock to Club Chlamydia for the cheapest drinks in town, including our house specialty, the strawberry cervix, served with a festive paper umbrella, of course. The dance club at Club Chlamydia is nonstop. And don't forget about the Club Chlamydia crab races every Friday night. No bets or wagers, please. Club Chlamydia is conveniently located just around the corner from the Lactobacillus Lounge. So get your funky ass on down to Club Chlamydia before your new date is gone, gone. Gonorrhea, or you'll be psoriasis. Oh, and don't forget to visit the back room at Club Chlamydia, where you can feel at ease to catch the eye of someone special and flash your testicular or vaginal lesions. It's all at Club Chlamydia, where we redefine the clinical classification of genital herpes. And keep on dancing.
Thanks. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. As you were saying, Rob,
I'm sure that went on that guy's demo tape. When he's putting together the tape of his radio career that he is most proud of, I'm sure whoever he got to voice that is going to have that leading it all.
I still hate car phones, and if you got one of them, don't even bother to call us.
Yeah, me too.
Because you're just going to get in a wreck for it. You're going to be driving down the road, talking on a car phone, getting all worked up. Next thing you know, you're going to be in the back end of a truck or something.
Yeah, me too.
We don't need that. What else did we want to touch tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
We're running out of time. We only got 15 minutes
There were
left.
So many different topics to cover that we can't possibly jump headfirst into each and every one of them. We can only scratch the surface.
I guess so.
What about that one woman who was, like, in the Navy or something, and then she, like, did something bad, and now they kicked her out? Oh, my God, I can't believe that.
You mean in the Air Force?
Yeah, and she did...
Pilot Flynn? Who cares?
Yeah.
How about that sportscaster biting that girl on the ass 12 times?
What about that? That's just crazy. And it rained in Indianapolis, and they were going to have like a race or something there.
There's a lot going on in this crazy, wacky world we call planet Earth.
It's upside down.
749-1444 is the phone number. We got to take a word out for a sponsor.
What? Okay, go ahead and do that.
Whether you're looking for that someone special or you've already got somebody tagging along, kids, I'm telling you, Club Chlamydia is the discotheque for you. Nice swinging people from all over town come on down to dance, drink, and socialize at Club Chlamydia. Club Chlamydia serves only the best beer at our bar, brewed from your favorite barleys, hops, and yeast. You can catch live music at Club Chlamydia. On our main stage this weekend, catch the infectious melodies and clap along to our house band, the Bacterial Vaginosis. Yeah, that's right. All the other clubs in this town are stuck in yesterday's sounds, like the Atrophic Pigeons and Donovanosis. But Club Chlamydia is hip and with it. And if you're feeling daring, ask about the back room at Club Chlamydia, where you can taste the pleasures only neonatal gonorrhea and human papillomavirus can provide. It's all at Club Chlamydia, where we can redefine the clinical classifications of genital herpes and keep on dancing.
Moving your feet to the rhythm. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, have we got the idea
for
you?
Let me tell you something, Chris. A guy with a medical dictionary can be a dangerous thing.
749-1444, Chris and Rob, a late night talk show. Yep, that's us.
Then what about the family of that retarded guy that the cops shot? They're suing the cops or somebody,
aren't
they?
Good for them, man. The cops in this town are nothing but a bunch of power-hungry thugs.
So this retarded guy with the brick was, like, menacing people with the brick, and so the cops unloaded. Now the guy's dead, now the family's suing or something. How about that? What do you think about that, huh?
How about that?
That's huge. That's big news.
Wacky.
You can't control that. That's just nuts. That's just out of the league, man. Oh, my gosh. So many things happening. If you want to comment on any of these topics that we can delve deeply into, the one woman who was, like, in the Army or something who did something and now they kicked her out, we'll talk about that. The guy in Washington who has something, like, on his something, and then that one court said that they'll go ahead and let the one lady do whatever that thing is she was wanting to do. We'll talk about that, and you got the guy who wears the toupee who, like, did something in somewhere with somebody else, and now he's, like, in all kinds of wild gaga trouble. We'll talk about that, too. We're experts on all of these topics and more. It's 749-1444. Just give us a call. Tell us what's sticking in your craw, what's on your mind, baby.
Hey, I got an important message here. If you are one of those people who we fondly refer to as a mental health consumer, then perk your ears up. The Recovery Initiative is looking for mental health consumers, family members, and professionals alike. Those are your doctors. To serve on a governance committee. Bring your new and fresh ideas on some old problems to the table and make a difference. That's right, make a difference and do some helping here. Send your letters of intent or a resume too. You're going to want to jot this down if you're one of these people who's interested in this stuff. Deborah Poteet, P-O-T-E-E-T, Deborah Poteet at CAPE, spelled C-A-P-E, 2501 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45219. You can call Debbie at 281-4956.
I thought that was the jock school. Cincinnati Academy of Physical Education. Isn't that the big jock school?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, man. That transmitter's going crazy. Will you call Tom again?
Here's a story that'll make you sick to your stomach.
This ain't right.
It's a case of love in the slow lane. Susan Zitron and Don Woods met while on a bus headed toward the San Francisco airport. Commuters were stopped for hours as actor Woody Sticky Bud Harrelson, an environmental activist, staged a protest on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Did these people, like, fall in love or something?
While motorists fumed, Zitron and Woods got acquainted. 6 months later, they are engaged.
9 months later, here he comes with a baby carriage.
It will be the second marriage for each. Woods chose an appropriate spot to pop the question. The Golden Gate Bridge.
While Woody was sticking up for that golden bud. Oh, boy.
And Zitron says she's invited Mr. Harrelson to the wedding.
You think he'll show up, or do you think she's just trying to get high? Maybe she's just trying to cop a buzz.
She'll have a hemp wedding dress.
Well, you know what they say about that Golden Gate Bridge. They're bringing a new definition to the term Electric Avenue. It's Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444.
Now in the street there is violence, and then a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out or washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh no. Oh no. Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, out in the street, out in the street, out in the daytime, out in the night. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Out in the street, out in the street, out in the playground, in the dark side of town. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Hey, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. Oh yeah, rocking in the daytime. Electric Avenue. Rock it in the night. Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue.
Hey, yeah, we're rocking on down to Electric Avenue.
Hey, man, we're taking you higher. It's the Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. We're trying to battle through transmit. You know, I think it's only during the talking. So it might be in the microphones. You know what I mean? I don't think it's during the songs.
Well, either way, we need to get an engineer down here.
Turn my mic off. See if it's just...
Hello. Hello.
My mic on. Hi, what's going on here? How's everybody? Aha! Check out mic number 2.
Write that up, will you?
That may be the thing. Mic number 2.
We're getting to the bottom of this problem little by little.
There, I fixed it. I jiggled the cord. I fixed it. You know, you, at home, if something breaks, like Chris's microwave... You turn it on, you turn it off. If that doesn't work, you plug it, and you unplug it, then you plug it back in. Here at radio, you can't really do that. You just...
Either you just talk or just play music, because it's my mic. I apologize for the behavior of my mic.
Un poquito de aguardiente y también.
yo quiero pedir el dinero, me quiero que tenga dinero y que no se muera. Ay, te quiero pedir para un lujo y manera muy gorda, mamá, tú, que tenga dinero y que no se muera.
Introducing to all you out there in Radio Land of B-Boys Underground, proudly present Nobody, and when I say nobody, I mean nobody.
That's right. Them Nobody, the unknown stunt man. Hit the intro. Lightweight, yeah.
What?
Yeah, but I'm still unknown.
You jump out of burning buildings and stuff?
That's
cool.
I might fall from a tall building.
Cool.
Or roll a brand new car.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm the unknown stunt man that made Wesley such a star. Remember that. Yeah. And I gotta come in here and do like a corny intro to the show because Fresh ain't in here doing his job like he's supposed to be doing.
Shut up.
What, Matt?
Man, get off the high chair. Booster child.
Okay. Coffee filter socks.